Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a 7:42. The Wolves lose last night. Mike Max is with us. And, Maxie, before I ask you about media night at the Super Bowl last night, gosh darn it, they just couldn't get her going last night. Jeff Teague went back to Atlanta and really did not have a good night.
His worst night of the year.
Yeah.
2 points, and he called a timeout when they didn't have a timeout late in the game, and that'll beat you, man. Your point guard is, you know, he's here because he can score the ball too. And he was in la-la land or something last night because the game was close and they had a chance down the stretch. And his stat line is just terrible. And then, like I said, to call a timeout when they didn't have one and give the ball back in a one-possession game, that'll have a coach nuts, and that's inexcusable at that level. And you give him a pass from the standpoint that he hasn't been prone to those kind of performances this year. But I mean, it was like his head was somewhere else last night.
Hey, Mike, they play tonight here on CCO against Toronto, by the way. It's an early game again against a pretty darn good team, and the Wild play on the road tonight, too, out in Columbus. Maxie, let's talk about media night last night for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was crazy. I hadn't covered one since they had it here in 92, and probably the same amount of media, but they had the dome then. It was different. They made a spectacle out of it in that they bring you into the arena and they make it a paid event. I don't know how much the fans could have got out of that. You go in there and then you've got different radio dials that you can dial into so you can listen to different people at the podium if you want, or a show that the NFL Network's doing and all that. But it kind of seemed like it was a lot of hype, and if you're sitting in the stands, I'm not sure how much fun you'd have, except somebody told me they got down close, they walked down close, and they started FaceTiming, and Robert Kraft was doing his press conference, and he came over, and he FaceTimed the person that they were talking to on the other end. So they, you know, there were some moments like that where you go, okay, maybe if you were aggressive and savvy, you could have some fun because there's so many people down there, but there's so many media people there. I just, you know, you walk out on that floor and you just go, what angle could you possibly take that hasn't been taken? Because they are all right there. They're everywhere. And then there's a lot of people down there with passes that aren't really working. I don't know what they're doing there. So it's a spectacle. It's interesting to watch. And the players are loose and relaxed because it's early in the week. And obviously, you know, if you didn't get to Tom Brady or Bill Belichick, that was like one of those when they opened the door to the store for a big sale.
Yeah.
Everybody goes running in. I mean, you couldn't get close to those two for the whole hour if you weren't. It was just kind of fun to see. It's just awkward. It's hard to maneuver as a media person.
Yeah, I would say it's almost useless for a media person, but it's a fun showpiece probably. Hey, Maxie, when the next hour I want to talk to you about Brad Childress, because I know he retired, the former coach of the Vikings down in Kansas City. But before we do that, I want to talk about the Old Dutch Quality Team of the Week, those Minneapolis North Polars.
Yeah, they're putting on a show again this year. They moved up a class, and they want to move up two classes. They could only move up once. They went to 2A. They're in the same class as defending state champion Minnehaha. And they beat Minnehaha last week in the game that everybody was waiting for, number one against number two last Thursday night. North won that. So they've moved up a class, and now they've become the favorite in that class. And again this year, they've had a lot of big wins. Interesting piece, the Minneapolis North basketball team. Everybody on that team played on the football team, all 15 guys. So they're diverse athletes, and they get up and down the court. And they've got Odell Wilson and Larry McKenzie, and they are primed for another run, another state championship, and another class. So Minneapolis North is our Old Dutch basketball team of the week.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Max and I are smart enough to know if they had a media day for Old Dutch, it'd probably be fuller and crazier than what you saw last night, because a caravan coming to get a bag of chips, can you even imagine? I mean, Tom Brady's one thing, but having a free bag of Old Dutch chips out there, that's a whole different level.
If you gave those in the gift pack,
what
do we got, 6,000 media here, double that, you know?
Yeah.
If you knew that was part of the gift pack, and I'm not telling future Super Bowls what to do, it's their business, but if you want to see, it's a sight, it's a bunch of hungry media folks, and then you throw in the football players and the fans, and of course they have Old Dutch at a lot of the stadiums and venues that you attend in this town, the XL and Target Center and the U.S. Bank Stadium, but it's made for Minnesota. This event that they're hosting, the Super Bowl, well, we've had the Super Bowl of chips for over 80 years now. Super Bowls are nothing new for us. Super Bowl to us is when you put three different types of chips in one bowl.
OldDutchFoods.com. Go to their website and check it out. These are the best of the best. They're perennial champions. Maxie, I'll talk to you in 1 hour.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, and Maxie, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Mayo Clinic about a number of those very things. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, that's quite a center that they've sent up there at the across from the Timberwolves, and you go into their practice facility, which we cover them very often on practice days, and you forget how many, you know, they're just doing commerce there. People are coming and going, and the age range is wide, and people are coming in just to get treated for different things. Zach Parise ran into one day down there when he was going through his injury stuff, and the Wolves have it there as a facility, but it's quite a facility, and it really, they have transformed downtown Minneapolis to a Target Center and across the street and putting that in play. It's just, it's really been a shining star. Then you got Target Field not far away. Everything in that corridor that used to be businesses coming and going, it seemed like they were opening and closing on a monthly basis, and now it's a nice place to be.
Maxie, first things first here, the Timberwolves lost last night to Atlanta. That was not a good game.
No, and especially when you've got to go to Toronto tonight. Toronto's got a nice team. They beat them the other night, but Toronto has a good team with great guards with DeRozan's so much fun to watch when he gets into it, and then Lowry they've got. So, but last night they just kicked it away. Jeff Teague had 2 points on the night, and he called a timeout when they didn't have a timeout left, and they had many chances to win that game in the fourth quarter. They had a 10-point lead in the third quarter. And they gave it up, but they're healthy. They should be good all the time. I mean, they're going to have some clunkers, but they should put, you know, about 4 to 6 games should be really good for this team. So, you know what? My gas gauge just went down to E.
I could hear that.
Did you hear that?
I heard, yeah. So, well, I got you for a while, and it sounds like.
Yes, I got me for a little while here.
Anybody sees Maxie out on the road, stop by and bring him a gallon of gas, at least, so we can get over to the gas station. Brad Childress retired yesterday, or stepped down.
Yeah, he was at Kansas City. Since he left, Andy Reid, he coached with actually in Philadelphia when they went to the Super Bowl, and then he was the hot commodity when they as an offensive coordinator when the Vikings got him here back in the day. And of course, his famous run in 2009 to the NFC Championship game was his greatest year for the Minnesota Vikings. Then he went and joined Reid. He wasn't the offensive coordinator; he was assistant to the head coach, which means that you get paid really well to help the head coach. So he was there for quite some time. Kansas City has struggled a little bit now in the last. They haven't struggled during the season, but they've struggled once they get to the end of the year. And I don't know if that expedited his retirement at all. But he had a nice career, and because, you know, getting that head coaching job with the Vikings and then becoming an offensive or an assistant at Kansas City, he made a lot of money over the last several years, so he could step down anytime he wanted.
Speaking of money, I see full player shares for winning the Super Bowl this year, $112,000. If you lose, you only get $56,000.
Yeah, and I mean, that seems like a big number until you do – the numbers on what these guys get paid for a regular season game based on their contract. You know, if Tom Brady makes 20-some million a year, then he's getting paid over $1 million a game during the regular season. So that does tell you something about, I know it's relative, I know everybody would love to play for $56,000 or $112,000, but for a lot of these guys it's a lot less, but they want to win a lot more. And so it's almost a bonus baby for these guys. I was talking to one of the New England Patriots last night, and I said, how do you feel about staying at the Mall of America? Isn't that just perfect? You can stay inside. He goes, it's just wonderful, except right now my wife has my credit card, and I'm scared to death.
Hey, did they boo the Eagles when they were introduced at the press conference last night?
Yeah, the Viking fans booed the Eagles. And I did a little research on that, and one of the people from Philadelphia told me, look, we hate the Dallas Cowboys, and the Dallas Cowboys come to Philadelphia, and they got no problems. He said, we'd had no problem with the Minnesota Vikings until they put that Viking jersey on Rocky. You don't do that to Rocky in Philadelphia. He said, that's when we got upset.
Who did it? Jason DeRusha didn't do it, did he?
I hope it wasn't DeRusha, man. He'll never be able to go back there.
And then Gary Trent, the Apple Valley basketball player, helped Duke win last night.
Yeah, 22 points last night. They had a nice win. They lost to Virginia the other day. In the final couple of minutes, it was a close game. In the last couple of minutes, Virginia made some baskets, but and they struggled a little bit offensively that game. But Trent played really well last night. He shoots the ball really well. He and his father practiced twice a day during the off season. I watched him work out at the health club there and spend some time there with him. And I mean, this is a kid that has been born and raised for these moments and to play basketball. This is what he does. He does it all day, every day if he could. And he is trying to position himself to be a first-round draft pick.
Maxie, you're off tonight. We've got a basketball game here on CCO with the Wolves in Toronto. But we'll look for you on Channel 4 TV if you don't mind.
You got it. Thanks, David.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.